Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Our topic today is a very special one, and it is the power of purpose. There are very few things in life that have the potency to pull you to your goal and at the same time pull you through. One of such things is the power of purpose. What is purpose? Or another way of asking this question is, what is your purpose? Your purpose can be defined as your reason. In some cases, your intent for wanting the things that you want. Your purpose is the intention that is backing the type of actions you take. It is the reason behind the moves you make, and it is the reason you stake the things you stake in your quest to achieving your goals. Your purpose, which is your reason for doing whatever you do, will make a major difference in how your life turns out. Without the purpose, you wander, and without the purpose, you can be lost. And you don't want to wind up at the end of your life before you realize that you have lived it without a purpose, or worse still, that you have lived out someone else's purpose. Living out someone else's purpose, though, doesn't necessarily mean, you know, it's a bad thing. This does not mean you cannot live out someone else's purpose or find your purpose within another person's purpose. It just means that you must be able to align with that higher purpose and live out yours successfully within that umbrella purpose. As an example, the Supreme Being, the Almighty, has a purpose for creation. And we as mankind have an opportunity to align our purpose with those of the Supreme Being. Another example will be an employee who strongly believes in the purpose of his organization or of his or our organization and very well finds meaning, you know, finds alignment and defines his or her purpose within the greater context of the organization's purpose. So, once again, you are free to align your purpose with that of a higher authority as long as it gives you valuable meaning and value for every breath you take on the surface of our God-given planet Earth. Your purpose helps to define your vision and shapes your mission. Your purpose gives life and meaning to your dreams. Your purpose is the secret weapon that connects your ambitions to infinite intelligence. I remember attending primary school in Lagos all those years ago. At about 7 years of age, I must have been in primary four at the time. And I remember our class teacher would sit all of us pupils down and ask us one after the other, "What do you want to become when you grow up?" There would then be a graveyard-like silence in the classroom. And after, let's say, 10, 20 seconds, the pupils start answering. You know, some of my friends. "I want to be a doctor. I want to be a policeman." And some pupils will sit there thinking endlessly. But when it came to my turn, I would always say, "I want to put my family's name on the map." I guess because every student began their response with, "I want to," I began mine with, "I want to also," But I didn't complete my sentence with an occupation. I did not complete mine with an occupation. A teacher would then say, no, Olaniro Babs, what job do you want to do? Then I would say, an engineer. Years later, I realized that I didn't complete my own answer by saying an occupation. But instead, I completed my response to our teacher with my purpose. And that purpose stuck with me. I believe that purpose also drove my attention and my actions, my behavior, and the things that interest me. The purpose of upholding my family and creating things that would transcend generations. And someone once asked me a few years ago after I shared this story, it was like, Baba, why do you think you gave that response? And after a short thought, I could only attribute my response to my belief, my belief system. And I remember my mom always called me right from a young age, my billionaire businessman. She was working on my belief system. And there, I derived a purpose. And I had a purpose working on me at an early age. It is good enough that you have plans and things you want to go for. But it's better when you also have a really good reason. Your own why. That means why you want to do what you want to do. One thing I've learned through my journey is that purpose is stronger than an object. What I mean is that your purpose for wanting something is stronger than the thing you want in itself. You know, as an example, let's say the guy wants an object, a beach house, mansion at Ibejuleki. But his purpose for wanting this object is so that he can spend the festive seasons, the Christmas, the New Year's holiday with his family at an amazing place of his own and create memories that would last a lifetime. You know, the almighty power of purpose. I also learned that if you have enough reasons, they will push you to do incredible and unimaginable things. Your reasons will get you through the most difficult days and help you do unbelievable things. You know, how wonderful would it be to have a great purpose? I mean, to have enough good reasons to want all that you want, enough good reasons to want to become more than you currently are. I once heard the late Mr. Ron ask this question to an audience. Wouldn't you want to see what becoming a billionaire will turn you into? In my own head, I thought, wow, what a brand new reason to want to become a billionaire. To see the type of person being a billionaire will make you. Isn't that interesting? The power of having a strong purpose for wanting what you want will open your mind and help you create more new possibilities for you to get what you want. The power of purpose enriches your mind with multiple plans and creative strategies that will help you achieve all your goals, which means you can always do something better and wiser every single day until you achieve your purpose. You'll be blessed with so much for you to achieve your purpose. And today, on the power of purpose, I'd like to leave you with some purposeful questions to ponder. How powerful is your reason for wanting to be the best version of yourself? That version of you that will serve as a good example to others? How powerful is your reason for wanting to be the best parent to your kids, the best spouse to your husband or wife, as the case may be? How powerful is your reason to be the best leader in your company or your community? Tell me, how powerful is it? So now someone asked me, how do you find your purpose? And I say, there are certain pointers that will improve your chances of finding your life's purpose. This, I mean, is the core essence of your own existence. Everyone, including you and I, are born into the world to serve the world with our gifts and our purpose. You must never forget that you are significant, and you must fulfill the purpose for which you exist before the day you exit. You must first of all believe this in order for you to find your purpose. Knowing fully well that you are significant and that you were born for a reason to serve the world with your own unique purpose. 2. For you to improve the chances of finding your purpose, you must be humble. Like one of my friends will say, humble yourself by understanding and accepting that you are one tiny piece of a large puzzle with over a trillion pieces. Yes, some people may seem to have more significant impacts than others, but every living being and living thing has its vital purpose and contribution to this continuously moving engine called our world. And like they say, everything affects every other thing. Just like the earth needs the sun, the animals need the plants, the soil also needs the rain, and so on and so forth. Truly, we all need each other. And that's the way life is. So embracing this magnificent interconnectivity is key to finding your purpose. I remember a day on one of my many travels that I looked out of the window from the airplane few minutes before our landing. This is when you begin to see the city you are about arriving to. Suddenly, it occurred to me how small the buildings are looking from above, how tiny the roads looked, and the vehicles on them were also so small. And in another second, it occurred to me how small we actually are within the grand scheme of things. I felt a sense of awe and a sense of wonder at the same time, which made me further realize the need for cooperation and the need for harmony with the whole of existence. And most importantly, the need for the recognition of a higher purpose in the quest to finding true, genuine meaning within my own purpose. The next part to finding your purpose, number 3, is to continuously seek knowledge and understanding of yourself and the world around you. This includes knowledge of who you are, knowledge of where you come from, while also unconditionally accepting your own uniqueness, that no one is built like you, and that your purpose belongs to you and only you. And if by any chance others don't understand your purpose, never be afraid or deterred because they don't get it, because your purpose wasn't given to them, it was given to you. Part of seeking knowledge is by applying your senses through using your eyes and your mind to see. Because when you see with your eyes, we call that sight, and when you see with your mind, we call that insight. Also, by using your tongue to ask the right questions and using your intuitions to feel the vibes around you. I must tell you that the better you deploy your senses to seek the right knowledge, the better you will gain more clarity for your purpose. You know, and as a side note here, one of my personal favorites is seeking knowledge through reading, be it educational or inspirational books, or just reading biographies, you know, life of successful people, lives of despicable people. I engage in a journey of seeking to know life from other people's experiences, from people that are far away, and not only from my own experience or the experiences of the people around me. It is true that the more you know, the more you can become, and the more you can successfully align yourself with your innermost desires, which in turn will drive you to your ultimate purpose. Now, on number 4, to improve your chances of finding your purpose is to increase your comprehension and better your communication. I'm sure some of you might think, what does this mean? Become self-aware of not only yourself and your surroundings, but also of the things that goes into your ears and the things that come out of your mouth. Beware of the wrong things and behold the right things. When you allow the wrong things go into your ears, it is inevitable that the wrong things will come out of your mouth. And this increases the likelihood that you will operate for the wrong reasons and fulfill the wrong purpose. And in the worst circumstance, really, you can even engage in and propagate a destructive purpose. I don't wish that on any of us. One thing I also learned is that when you increase your vocabulary, understand your values, abide by your principles by not compromising your standards or being a sellout, you will have better comprehension, communication, and ultimately proper alignment with your purpose. And as I conclude on how to improve the chances of finding your purpose, or let me say, as I conclude on some of the things that can help you find your purpose, I would like to answer a question that a mentee asked me during one of our sessions. He asked, "Mr. Olaniran, how do I know when I've found my purpose?" In other words, he was asking me, how do you know you are even pursuing the right purpose for you? And as I thought of the depth of his question, I responded to him as follows. I told him that you must first of all submit yourself to your inner being and your inner consciousness and let it guide you to your path of least resistance. Personally, I believe there is more than one way to know you have found your purpose, and I will share with you what I shared with him as I wrap up on how do you find your purpose. For instance, finding your purpose may happen when you come across a problem that affects other people. But this problem that affects other people is one you continuously love and enjoy to solve. When you find a problem you enjoy solving, even if you aren't getting compensated monetarily or in other forms, I believe you are finding your purpose. You also know you are finding your purpose when you find something you are passionate about, something you can do all your life because it all brings you joy and it gives life to your being and to your heart. Lastly, and not the least, when you find something that brings benefits to people, brings progress to the environment, and ultimately brings contentment to yourself, then you can sleep well at the end of your life, knowing fully well that you lived your purpose and you lived for a worthy purpose. Welcome once again to Babatunde Olaniran's session, where you're going to learn and figure out ways you will be able to discover your purpose. It's very important to find one's purpose, obviously, because this defines the real meaning of what one's essence and what one's life is supposed to be about. It's going to be an interesting session. It's going to be a session for you. You're going to, spend some time thinking and writing down answers to some questions. Of course, like you know already, we're talking about purpose, how to find your purpose. And I'm going to break down this session into three parts. The first part is going to be more like an introduction and an understanding of why we are here. The second part is going to be the question and the the deep dive part. While the final session, part of the session, will be more of conclusion and how to understand your own results from your own answers. So, I'll start with the objective. Our objective here today is really to answer one main question. And that question is, what pulls you to act? and do the work that you enjoy while serving the people, while serving other people and contributing to the progress of the world, of the universe. So I would first of all want you to take, write that question down, because everything we're going to be working around is going to be focused on this question, really. So the question again is, what pulls you to act?
Okay.
What pulls you to act and do and do the work you enjoy while serving yourself and other people, and also contributing to the progression of the universe? You can put it like that. Universe can mean the world, can mean nature, can mean, you know, but that is the question we're going to be answering today. And just to break down this question so that you have an idea while we are going the route of this question, you know, the first part is what pulls you to act, you know, what drives you to do the things that you do. The work you enjoy doing, you know, we intentionally used the word work because it has to be something that costs you, that requires your energy, something you enjoy doing. Work you do, again, we are, it doesn't necessarily have to be something that pays you.
Okay.
Yes, I have another program where we'll be discussing how to tie your purpose with your financial dream. But for now, we are just talking about the work that you enjoy doing while serving yourself and other people. So this is just about, you know, the advantages of what this thing that you love to do is to you, and not just to you, to other people. And the final part of that question is talking about contributing to the progression of the universe. So how this work that you enjoy to do, and this work serves you and serves other people, also contributes to the progression of our universe. So I wanted us to, you know, this is our main objective, is to answer that question, but I will be guiding you on questions that would ask in order for us to answer these questions. So I would like to just explain to you a little bit brief meaning of purpose itself. I don't know if you've had any experience with my program, What Is Your Purpose, but I think it would be ideal to say a few things about what purpose is so that we can start from there, so that we're thinking in the same direction. So I'm just going to define purpose from two angles. The first will be as it relates to an individual, that as it relates to you. So what is your purpose as a person, you know? And the other part of the purpose is as how it relates to the collective, you know, that's to people, to nature, and to natural principles. Because it is very, very important that when we align our purpose, it must also align with the collective purpose. And I will talk a little bit more about collective purpose as time goes on, and individual purpose. Right, so for example, an individual purpose might just be, you know, you want to do your work and, you know, you make money to serve, you know, maybe to provide for, you know, your loved ones and all that. And that is a good purpose. That is an individual good purpose, right? And that purpose might make you do so many things. But on the other hand, the collective purpose side of it now means while you're in the pursuit of finding your own purpose, while you're in the pursuit of doing your own thing, your individual purpose, you must do it in a way that it also serves the collective. This is how you achieve the full balance of purpose. But we'll discuss more about that. I just wanted to outline that in the meaning of purpose. So as I mentioned earlier, our objective is to produce an actionable workbook for you that will help you to find your purpose. And I also wanted to mention a little bit of a second objective, which I had mentioned earlier too, which is to get you to understand that personal purpose and collective purpose must work hand in hand if you want to achieve the full balance of purpose. And that's also a good note to take if you want to. Personal purpose and collective purpose must work hand in hand for you to achieve a balance of purpose. So we're going to start now with some questions for you. And, you know, I would like you to answer the questions, not write them side by side, write them one on top of the other, like, you know, something like that. So these all are just questions for you. And the first question is, what are your goals? So I'd like you to write down, what are your goals for yourself? It starts with your goals for yourself. You don't have to, just anything that comes to your mind. You know, this is not the things that you can get, the things that you want. You know, there are two different things, not what you can get, what you want. What are your goals for yourself? And what I mean by things that you want, what you want, what you can get. You might want something but might not be able to get it. So I'm talking about the things that you want. What are your goals that you want for yourself? Whether you can achieve them now, whether you cannot achieve them now, is not what we're talking about, but what you want. Your goals.
Okay.
For yourself. Yes, what are your goals for yourself? Just, you know, keep up. You have to write, as the question is being asked, start thinking, start writing. You know, that's what it's about. All the questions that are going to be asked are for you to write the answers down, not to tell me. Yeah, what are your goals? List them out. Your goals for yourself. You know, maybe the things you like to do. You know, your goals for your family. You know, you want to have a nice family vacation house. You want to, you know, be able to spend amazing New Year's holidays. You know, your work goals. You know, I'll add, if you've not thought about it, don't overthink it, but what are your goals for your country? If you don't have any goals for your country, you know, it's okay to leave it, but what are your goals for your country? And also, what are your goals for the universe? What are your goals for the world? Again, you may have not thought about these things, but it's just a way for you to start thinking about, you know, some of the real things that matter. Yeah. And even if you cannot, you know, again, these questions are questions you can still go back to and answer them fully, right? So this is just for us to, you know, carry along the session. You know, some of my own goals, you know, wanting to build a business, you know, provide a wonderful life for my family and friends. You know, my goal for my country, in my own case, would be something like, oh, you know, I want to see the people of my country become better people. You know, I want to leave a country for the next generation where, you know, they know that somebody made an impact before them. You know, so those types of things, you know. So so I'm going to move to the second question for you.
Yes.
Is what I call these questions the pool questions. The pool, that's P-U-L-L, the pool you, the pools. So what pulls you to your goals? This is the second question. What are the things that pull you to your goals? You know, there's some of the goals that you would have listed though, that you already know in your mind that you're already working towards. So what are your inner desires, you know, and wishes, things that constantly pull you to want to achieve these things? You know, is it because, like I said earlier, you want a better life for yourself and your family? You know, those types of things pull you towards your goal. Or is it because you want to achieve business success? You know, or is it because you want to create jobs for people? Or you just want to help people? Some people start foundations because they want to just help people. You know, so the zeal to help pulls them to their goals. You know, and it could be personal reasons too, you know. You want personal accomplishment. So I wanted to write down those things that deep down inside you pull you towards your goals. For me, I like the idea of helping people generally, just, you know, knowing that I can use my creativity to bring progress to not just only myself. This thing inspires me. Yes, so just, you know, as much as you can, write, you know, let your mind run free, you know, be relaxed. You know, there's always a reason for everything, and I'm sure you taking these answers to these questions is going to be for a good reason. And then the next question I'd like you to answer now, and I hope you're writing them one on top of the other, like, you know, don't write your goals in sentences, don't write the answers in sentences, write, oh, this thing pulls me to do this, this thing like that, one on top of the other. So now the next question is, what are your, this is a similar question to the one earlier, so the answers might conflict, which is okay. So this is, what are your action triggers? Basically what that means is, what makes you act? What pushes you to act? What triggers you to act? You know, sometimes, you know, I was discussing with the other day, you know, somebody talks about being motivated to go to the gym, but then there'll be days when you're not motivated. So what makes you act? What types of disciplines make you act? What makes you act consistently, even when you don't want to? What are those things that triggers you to be the best version of yourself? Like I said, there's likelihood that this will interfere with your pool, the things that pull you, so it's okay. Really. Like for me, when I remember that we have a limited time to explore our world, it pushes me to act, you know, so... Some things make you act, some things pull you, but they could be mixed at the same time too. Well,
okay.
I'll take you to the next question, which is, what type of work do you enjoy doing? What do you like to do that requires effort from you, but you still love to do it. You know, and because some people will say, what do you like to do? Some people say, I like to sleep. Sleeping doesn't require much effort. not that type of work. You know, something that, some people will say, oh, they like to help to clean the community. You know, this requires them having to go out and, get some sweat on and, you know, some people, you like to be of service to other people. So what work do you enjoy doing? And it could and it could just be your career. You know, maybe you love serving people, making sure that companies are compliant. You know, just what type of work do you enjoy doing? And it could be more than one type of work. It doesn't have to be one. I enjoy caring for if you have kids or this, I would say, some people say, I enjoy just caring for my kids and, making sure that they are good. Then we'll go to another question now. Which is, how does the work you love to do, this work you love to do now, how does this work serve you? What do you gain? What makes you happy from doing this work? Why do you like to do it? How does it serve you? You know, does it make you feel happy? Does it make you feel complete? Does it give you more time to spend with your loved ones? Or, does it just make you feel right inside of you, How does it serve you? Does it give you peace of mind? Then does the work you do, does it serve other people also? Because yes, we're talking about how it serves you, but If these things that you say you like to do, if they serve other people too, how does it serve them? This is a double question, so just take your time. You're doing well so far. Good things require effort, so we are going to be putting in effort for you to think. Because like they say, the thinking job is the biggest job. Yeah. How does that work serve you? And how does it serve other people? So, if, again, I didn't want to have that double question too much there, but there's another part of that question. I don't know, can you think of some ways the work you love to do that serves you and serves other people? Can you think of ways that work can contribute to the progress of the world, to the progress of our universe? Can you think of, again, these are questions you will still go back to. You don't have to answer all the questions now, but that thing you love to do, those things you enjoy doing, those things that serve you, those things that serve other people because you are doing them, are there other ways that these things contribute to the progress of our world? And I'll give you an example. A personal example for me would be, I love being creative in everything that I do. I see myself as a very creative force. So I try to create things that can benefit more people, not just myself, generally. And by so doing, I believe that I'm helping to for a good cause too. If my business is in food and I'm providing healthy food, at the same time I'm serving so many people by doing what I do, and then we're also driving the world to a better place by providing good food too. So this is the type of flow that I'm kind of talking about, just to clarify. So I wanted us to just tie those services together. Seems like you're doing pretty well, huh? So before we continue, you know, before you continue answering more questions, I would like to, you know, you to take down four things. There are four criteria. There are four different criteria that are important for us to fulfill in order for us to find our true purpose. Because a lot of people are around there going about saying, I know my purpose, I know my purpose. But we are not here to just find a purpose. We are here to find your true purpose. So the first thing is that your purpose must be something that you love to do. And if you can take these notes, you can take them down. Your purpose must be something that you love to do. Just like we've discussed earlier, I just wanted to, you know, these are the important keynotes here. The purpose should serve you, and it must serve others too. Very important too. Your purpose should align with nature and natural principles. And my book on natural principles will shed more light on nature and natural principles. And the fourth one is that your purpose should contribute to the progression of the universe. So I want you to put down those four key points, criterias to finding my purpose. Criterias, don't write it like the way I'm saying it. You can write it as if it's for yourself, because this information is all for you. So I wanted us to take that break, but then our next question is, now, what is your relationship with yourself? Do you have a balanced relationship with yourself? Do you feel gratitude with yourself? You know, this is a personal question. Like I said, it's for you to answer. You know, how would you define your ideal relationship with yourself? Maybe that would be a better way to put the question, you know. So one question is, what is my relationship with myself? Second question is, what is my ideal relationship? What do I want? How do I want to feel about myself? You know, if you were standing and looking at yourself, what would you like to feel about that person you're looking at? What is your relationship with your family? Yeah, I want to believe that you have a family, so you know, is it a relationship of unconditional love? You know, is it a relationship of, oh, you want to be an unconditional provider? Yeah, you can understand that these are not simple questions. Mm-hmm. But it takes so many years for diamond to form in the dirt. Goes through some tough work. So we need to ask ourselves some tough questions. And then, what is your relationship with the universe? With our beautiful universe, you know? How do you feel about our world? You know, do you feel like you're part of it? Or do you feel isolated from it? Do you feel connected? Do you feel the vibes? Can you see with your mind? Yeah, take your time. Take your time to, you know, answer this one. You know, because we, you know, we all have one nature. We are all part of this one universe. You know? And just like we have our individual purpose, we also have our collective purpose. Yeah. Our collective purpose. Take your time to think. I'm just, you know, helping you out with my words, if they would help. Take your time. You know, when you think about the collective purpose, I usually would propose that in order to have an understanding of the collective purpose, I would assume that a lot of people are spiritual. Some believe in a higher consciousness. Some believe in a higher authority, but it's also very important that one must submit themselves to a higher authority. Even if that higher authority is just as simple as nature and the principles of nature, but understanding the collective through submitting oneself to a higher purpose is very, very important in finding your own true purpose. Because when you are united with the purpose of nature, you would open up a lot of channels to receive all the things that nature has to offer you. We're close to the end of it, really. I try to get us to rush up the questions. I know I would personally advise that these are questions that you should still go through, rethink over it as we come along, because there are many purpose-driven individuals, they gain like an infinite momentum to fulfill their purpose when their purpose is aligned properly with collective purpose. And you will notice that I keep emphasizing on this collective purpose, because we've also seen situations where there are individuals who achieve high success in their careers or in their personal life or their personal purpose, but they still find something missing. They still keep finding something missing. They still feel like they're not fulfilled. The reason why you can achieve individual success in your purpose and your career and still feel empty is because you did not align that purpose with the collective purpose. So this is just the reason why I keep, you know, pushing on this collective purpose. So as a wrap up, and this is an exercise that you will do after you've, you know, you can, we don't need to do that here now. I usually recommend to our students to send we are confidential, they can send their results so that we can also help them analyze their results. The way we are going to analyze your results is, now we look back at the initial question that we asked, which is the question of what pulls you to act. The answers you gave under what are your pulls and what are your action triggers are the response to what pulls you to act. So the questions that we answered earlier on your pulls, on what are your pulls and what are your action triggers, you know, these are the questions, these are the answers you gave to those questions are the answers that will answer the first part of our main question. So I want you to take note of it. The question was, what pulls you to act and do the work that you enjoy while serving yourself and other people and contributing to the progression of the universe. What pulls you to art? The first two questions and your the second and the third question answered that. What do you enjoy doing? What type of work do you enjoy doing? Answers that. We have some answers to that already. While serving yourself and other people, our questions around how the work you love serves you, serves other people, answers that part of the question. And then how it contributes to the progression of the universe is answered by also that part of the question where you answered thinking of ways that the things that you do to serve yourself and serve other people also contributes to the universe. So we are going to match your responses from these individual questions into that main question, you know, to define your purpose and have a purpose statement for you. I will come back again on that. So we already have a main question, and you have answers. Your main question is divided into four parts. I don't know if you noticed that. You know, if you remember from the beginning, I broke it down into four parts, the main question. All the answers you've given, you've provided answers to those four different parts.
Mm-hmm.
Although your answers are going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're going to have different things that you've written for different answers.
Yeah.
Yes. So this is where the trick is. You will notice that some of your answers are going to align all through. You will be able to pick what makes you act and link it to something that you enjoy and link it to how it serves you and serves your family and serves the world. So out of everything you've written down, if you've wrote 10 things down and we can link 10 different things for you into a purpose statement, that would be fine. But for most people, it's going to be just one overarching statement after they've decided everything. And when we look at that statement, we'll be able to say, okay, we are working with this as this person's purpose. And like I said earlier, there's another conversation around how to link that purpose to financial freedom and financial gains, you know. So this is how we'll link our answers. But like I said again, you would get this recording, so you can always go through our conversation and understand some of the things that have been discussed here. So finally, I would like us to conclude with some of the feelings that you expect to have when you find your purpose. The feeling, I have four different things. Feeling number one, you should feel have a feeling of gratitude. It is not going to be a forced feeling. These are going to be natural feelings. You're going to feel them naturally. You will feel gratitude for the gift to find your purpose. You will also feel an awareness. Let me answer the question. So your purpose, first of all, your purpose and your goal are two different things. Your purpose is not the same as your goals. Your purpose is like your vision. Your goals are your mission. You see, a company will say, they have a mission statement. Vision statement. Your goals can change. Your goal is your mission. That's your goal. Your vision is where you want to go. So there's a major difference in it. So purpose can be linked with vision. So as I also said, your purpose really changes. I don't want to be absolute, but your goals change. For example, I may have a vision to provide good healthy food for people to consume. That's my vision.
Mm-hmm.
But when I start on my when I start on my mission to achieve that vision, maybe I begin with selling a particular type of food. Along the line, as I learned new things, my goals changed, but my vision still remains the same of wanting to provide healthy food for more people. But I can have various goals and different goals that will still drive me towards that same vision and that same purpose. So there's a huge distinction between your goals and your purpose. And this is the reason why I mentioned while we're talking that it's important, again, to have just the way you're writing your goals down, you have a purpose statement, Your purpose, is what pulls you. When in your quest to achieving your goals, you're going to face so much adversity. You're going to face setbacks. There's going to be winter times. But it is your purpose that will continue to pull you through all those times and push you through.
Mm.
Addition to that, don't think about it as your purpose must be one fixed purpose. Everybody, you know, has different times when they figure out their purpose. Some people don't have to, you know, go through a sort of framework. Although, whether it is a framework as I've put it down, or it is just somebody thinking about it in their minds, it is still the same framework that I have created, that it is the thought process. Basically, the framework is meant to guide your thoughts towards understanding what that purpose is. Because the goal of the entire conversation of finding one's purpose is, like I said, the feeling of awareness, the feeling of oneness, the feeling of action orientation. Those when you get to a state where you feel that way about the things that you are doing, when you feel that way about the goals that you're pursuing, then you can gladly say that you found your purpose. Your purpose now aligns with the things that make you act. Your purpose now aligns with, you know, the thing that you enjoy doing. Your purpose now aligns with, you know, how these things make you happy. It aligns with how it makes other people happy. Aligns with the collective consciousness. Then you will get to the end of your world, end of your life, and you look back at all the things that you've done and you feel fulfilled that you've lived a worthy purpose. And then I'll give an example. Maybe it might make it a little bit clearer in another angle. Look at Christianity as a religion, for example.
Yeah.
Part of what the religion, and even Islam, you know, religions, basically what they preach is a higher purpose, a supreme being, a higher consciousness, whether it is God, Jesus Christ, Allah, you know, this is what religions preach. Religions preach that we should align ourselves and our purpose to the purpose of the higher being, which is eternal life and eternal consciousness, right? That's the whole concept of heaven. So we're still speaking in the same context of having a purpose that aligns with the collective. That, you know, this is the same rationale that we're going through. If you notice, I kept on emphasizing on the collective service.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, there's individuals that have achieved personal success, but they'll still keep feeling that there's something that is missing.
Missing, yeah.
So it is the collective consciousness that is missing out there, which I related to the Christianity. You know, they say, oh, whatever it is they are doing, whatever it is that you're serving, you know, always make sure that your purpose is aligned with that of the Creator. And the purpose of the Creator is the continuity of humankind, the continuity of life, the progression of humankind in a better progression, not in a backward progression. So your purpose must align in a manner that it also brings progression to the collective consciousness, which is what I'm talking about. So if you look at it from a religious angle, it's literally the same thing.
Yeah.
That's why I said, if you remember that you must, in order to find one's purpose, you must submit yourself to a higher authority. Whether that authority is nature, as simple as nature and the principles of nature, that's fine. If the higher authority is Jesus Christ, the Buzala, that's fine. But submitting oneself to a higher authority helps to align oneself with that collective consciousness, which brings the true purpose, not just material purpose. You have to take action. It's those that, so you have to go through them, because just writing them down and not going through them again, I think 90% of the people would do that, but our aim is to be part of the 10%. So part of the 10% is the ability to look through it again, follow through with it, answer the main question, reach a purpose statement, and let that purpose statement guide you. Let that purpose statement guide you according to your goals. As you achieve your goals, you would find yourself fulfilling your purpose. As you achieve your goals, you find yourself fulfilling your purpose. But knowing what that purpose is very crucial. This is a framework that has helped me too, and I'm still being helped by the framework. It's a continuous process. It's like setting goals too. You know, you can't set goals one time and then say you've set goal forever. No. Things change, people change. So, and that's the way this is about too. You go through it, you look through it, understand what truly makes sense to you. Understand what truly means or is valuable to you. You know, we're in a world now where everybody's talking about only themselves. I want to just be by them, you know, as long as it's me, that's all I care about. It's okay to care about oneself alone and just one's family. It's very okay. But we have to talk about where the advantages are. The advantages are in caring for yourself and caring for other people too. That is where the advantage is. That's what makes some people different from others. Somebody might achieve, he might become personal success in doing whatever he's doing, but the other person might just be someone who has touched so many people's life with what they are doing. This is how you achieve greatness. Greatness is serving as many people as you can serve. That's how you achieve greatness. So it's a choice to make. Whether, like I said, it's okay to do the things of the individual things, but then how do you want to be remembered? You know, what do you want people to say about you? This is the way these things work. You know, because at the end of the day, even if you have, the fanciest vehicle or the fanciest house or the fanciest couch, it's going to become old fashioned. You know, your kids, your grandkids are probably going to sell them off. Nobody's going to remember that. So, but when you find a true purpose, you know, that aligns with the collective and serves other people. Very, very important. If you're not serving other people, then you cannot be great. I can say that categorically. Anybody that is not serving other people cannot be great. Greatness is serving other people. That's why the presidents of the world are great. That's why it can just be within one's own context. You know, you go to some communities, they will not forget some people in some small communities. They'll say, why? Because, you know, the man is always just helping people in the area. Again, it doesn't have to be until it's a large scale, but, you know, the world is designed in a collective manner. When the world was created with intention of collectiveness, not with intention of oneness. Their concept of oneness is a new world concept. It is not a natural law. The sun cannot shine on its own without the moon. The sea cannot run on its own without the sun. The rain cannot fall. So everything must work together. So that's kind of like the principle behind this framework.